This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The intersection of US 74 and Old Lake Road will permanently close Thursday. The Department of Transportation said all traffic crossing the highway will shift to Chauncey Town Road as part of the continued project to improve 74 to interstate standards. The new routes will be marked. A starving injured dog seized from a home near Whiteville may have been used as a bait dog, investigators said. Harlem, as he is now called, was picked up Friday from a home on E.A. Barnes Road, where he was tied to a tree with no food, water, or shelter. Now, that was despite last week's sub-freezing temperatures. Harlem is now being cared for by Animal Protective Services. See this story on our website for more information. Whiteville police also seized a malnourished and abandoned dog on West Columbus Street last week after the tenants of the home had left. That case is also under investigation. An empty trailer home was destroyed by fire Friday, and officials are investigating the blaze. The home on Old Stake Road had been vacant for several years and had no electricity. The blaze is considered suspicious. Five people have now been charged in a stolen property and drug ring in Nakina. Skylar Long, Jonathan Cumby, Teresa Hersey, Linda Gore, and Jonathan Dorsch face a variety of felony charges ranging from stolen property to heroin and fentanyl. The stolen property case provided evidence that led to a major narcotics bust. A retired law enforcement officer died in a head-on collision Friday on Hallsborough Road South. Clay Haygood, age 51, crossed the center line and struck a minivan, according to the Highway Patrol. The other driver was transported to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Haygood formerly worked for the Whiteville and Taper City Police Departments. Armed thieves took $35,000 in cash and valuables during a home invasion Saturday. Guadalupe Renteria and Yajera Sanchez of Ravens Lane Delco were assaulted, held at gunpoint, and robbed. The Sheriff's Office is investigating. Whiteville City Council tonight will vote on the $2.1 million bid for renovations to the former news reporting building. Timeless Construction submitted the lowest of nine bids, which were presented last week to council. Both city staff and the architects for the project are recommending Timeless for the job. Guidance Pharmacy has a new name and new management. The landmark Whiteville drugstore is now Whiteville Family Pharmacy under the leadership of Angela Soles. The soda counter will remain in operation with its famous handmade shakes and orangeades. The staff will also remain the same. Whiteville Family Pharmacy is located at Madison and Commerce Streets in downtown. Engaged Life Church is hosting the Toys for Tots pickup tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. and Wednesday from 8 a.m. until noon. Bring your identification as well as social security cards and birth certificates for each child. A fluent Spanish-speaking volunteer is urgently needed for this year's toy distribution. Call 910-409-9130. James Edwards is collecting new and gently used blankets for distribution in Western North Carolina. Blankets will be accepted at Body Shapers through December 20th. The Columbus Baptist Association is going to host Meet Me in the Alley in downtown Whiteville on Friday from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. You can enjoy Christmas music, s'mores, cookies, giveaways, and the Christmas story. The free event is sponsored by Crossroads Church, Pleasant Plains WMU, and Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Church. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.